This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Headlines. Are you ready, Rossi?
Yeah, get in the splash zone.
All right. This is a pool, a news pool I want to swim in. First up, Parade reports that Channing Tatum and his production company are planning a remake of the 1990 classic Ghost, which originally starred Demi Moore and Patrick Swayze as her deceased boyfriend who returns in ghost form. Oh my God, Sam, Molly, come on.
Come on.
But Channing said that he wants to change it a little bit. I'm interested in his take on anything. In fact, in other Channing Tatum news, he is also apparently working on a romance novel with that feminist author, Roxane Gay. Now, Roxane Gay is just as respected and important as it gets. So, I mean, Channing Tatum, where does it end with him?
We love him. I'm excited about this book. I love Channing Tatum. I single-handedly have supported every Magic Mike film. You're welcome.
I can't wait for the third one to come out. The trailer looks so good.
So good. I will say, I'm a little nervous about redoing Ghost. Ghost was a perfect movie. And, like, when he says he wants to change it a little bit, I'm like, Channing, you in danger, girl. I don't know. I don't know. But I'll check it out, maybe.
Yeah. No, I hear ya.
All right. Hey, next up, CNN reports. After 6 years in office, Jacinda Ardern has resigned as New Zealand's prime minister, proving burnout can happen to anyone. And it's been making headlines everywhere. Jacinda made such waves as a relatively young and unknown politician when she became prime minister and was also the first world leader in 30 years to have a child in office. And there's been a lot of speculation about why she's leaving, but all she's revealed is that she says she's a human, just like anyone else, and quote, "We give all that we can for as long as we can, and then it's time. And for me, it's time." And it's an interesting conversation to be had because people are so ambitious, right? They want power and success. But when you get it and you realize that it's really hard to sustain that, is it okay to let it go? That's interesting, right?
It's a huge. It's such an interesting debate because I feel like we all grip so tight and we don't think that we can create the next chapter in a way that's all of our own deciding. Mm-hmm. We probably stay with things maybe even too long sometimes. It's very rare when you see someone like Jacinta or Simone Biles or someone saying, I need to step back. I don't know how to do that. I mean, I have been working since I was 11 months old. I haven't even ever considered retirement. I have no idea where and when to put the brakes on. I'm learning at almost 48 years old a little bit. Not really.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting that somebody like the prime minister who broke so many barriers and showed us, you know, things we'd never, people doing things we hadn't seen before, here she is doing another thing, saying, I've reached the mountaintop, I did it, I'm tired, and I'm done. And I think that's kind of brave to go out there and say that. I think it's risky
funny
and interesting.
It would be good to have more politicians with, like, growing children in office.
Totally.
I think that's cool.
Me too.
All right, well, next up, we have the thing that we all turn to when we need it most, food news! Now, food and wine, because basically when you're trying to deal with anything in life, I just turn to cheese.
Yes,
Food
please.
And Wine Report's a sleep study website called Sleep Junkie is offering $1,000 to participants to willingly eat a variety of cheeses before bed every night for 3 months. I didn't know you could get paid for that.
Uh-huh.
So they can discover how cheese affects your sleep. And to qualify, you must be 21 years old of age and cannot be lactose intolerant.
Yeah, that'll help.
I mean, I have such a weird theory about airplanes. They always serve like a little bit of cheese or nuts, and I feel like it's to constipate you so you don't go to the bathroom on the flight.
That's the most insane theory, and I think you honestly might be right.
I'm telling you, cheese is an airplane plug.
I will never look at cheese on a plane the same way again. I was just gonna dig in. I'm out. No one in the mood for cheese anymore? No? Well, you ruined my cheese fantasy. I was ready to go to town on a...
How about this for your cheese fantasy? I could pound a pound of cheese right before bed.
I could.
I could just sit there like that. And I have many a time.
I love that you use your table. Oh, man, I've so been there. Okay. Finally, this next video, it went viral, and now it's the only gender reveal that we can get behind.
Oh, right.
Our CBS affiliate, KSHB 41 in Kansas City, reports a brand new baby rhinoceros was born at the Kansas City Zoo.
Can you take it?
I can't. The father, Ruka, helped reveal the endangered rhino calf sex by poking a hole in a ball carrying... What color is it going to be? Take a look. Wait for it. It's pink! It's pink! A little baby girl. The mom and the calf are doing just fine. And do you know what the mom said before they revealed the gender of the baby? She said, rhino.
I feel like I could just sit and watch that video. Both like.
You got a little, right? Drew, you got a little cheese on your chin right there.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Well, you see that grape action?
That was good.
From rhino love. To human love, our resident dating expert, Damona, is here to tell us everything that we've ever wanted to know about throuples. Damona Hoffman and I are going to talk all about it right after the break.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
I was just telling our resident dating expert, Damona Hoffman, and Drew Kruer, who is my very, very good friend. There's so many dating styles and terms and connections. It's like it's always changing. what is the chuffing and thruppling and like, there's so many terms out
thawing
there.
Thawing and.
What is it?
Thawing and.
Thawing, yes.
Winter coating, and there's so many terms we could talk about, but this one's pretty spicy.
Take a look, this might explain it.
You know what a couple is? Two people who are crazy lovey-dovey in love with each other, but what do you know about a thruple?
We are the hottest thruple on daytime television.
And you know thruples are trending.
That's right, thruples are a growing trend, and three is not a crowd. Women's Health magazine refers to three-person relationships as, quote, triad, and explains how they are not the same as open relationships. Thruppling is a new kind of love triangle where three can lead to triple the fun.
Okay. That was an informative part of the clip reel, a takeaway. Like, what is thruppling?
So a thruple, or a triad, as it's known in the polyamory community, is a relationship between three people. So dyad is two, triad is three.
But the difference seems to be that it's not like the swingin' 60s. It's more committed. Is that true?
It's definitely different. So let me break it all down, because this is really trending. And the OkCupid dating app is saying there's been a 26% increase in the mention of ENM, or ethical non-monogamy, on their dating app. So that is definitely what's happening. Gen Z is saying, a third of them are saying that they're open to open relationships, but an open relationship is only one type of triad. So there's an open triad in which you're in a relationship with two other people, but that the partners in the relationship can date or have fun with people outside of the relationship. Then there's a closed triad in which you're just in a monogamous relationship with two other people. And then there's a V relationship in which two people in the couple are in a relationship with one person, but these two people are not in a relationship with one another.
How the heck does that work? I thought it was so interesting that you said on OkCupid that the analytics said that it's very up the searches for. Are they more open for an open thruple or a monogamous thruple?
Look, you get to choose your own dating or relationship adventure. So everyone,
what do you think people are more inclined to have, monogamous or open thruple?
We do see more open relationships and open triads, but I just want to clarify, it's not the same as swinging. A lot of times people think that a triad means, an open triad means, like, you're just swinging with everyone.
Right.
Not necessarily. There are different rules and different boundaries, but swinging usually refers to having multiple sexual partners outside of the relationship. But you might have one partner who's open and one who is, and two who are in a closed relationship with one another. You get to make up the rules of your own love life today.
Okay, that I think is my favorite thing that I've heard. You get to make up the rules of your own life.
Yeah.
And relationships.
As long as you define what the relationship should look like for you and you have agreement from your partner, it could be a triad, it could be a thruple, it could be a different style of relationship, it could be monogamy, that might be your thing, but you know, it doesn't have to be.
Well, I loved hearing those. I'm a big poll person. People are like, people don't pay attention to polls. I'm like, give me a poll. Let's take a poll
too.
Right now. Who thinks this is bat you know what, and there's no way ever, I'm never, sir, can I ask you why? I'm so sorry. What is your name?
Hi, my name is Marty.
Marty.
How are you?
Why is this just so loopy to you? Because I think I'm going to get it. I will not be judging what you're saying.
You know, I believe in letting the people, you know, it's, you know, do their own thing. I can understand what people are going through in their relationships and such, but I don't know, I'm traditional, I'm kind of old school, you know, so. But I don't judge anybody.
Well, thank you, Marty. I really appreciate the conversation. Well, Damona, thank you for breaking down this very hot topic, a very big trend in the relationship department, and trying to understand what exactly it even is.
Yeah, the big takeaway, I think, is communication and clarity, and that applies no matter what type of relationship you're going to step into next.
I can't even handle a relationship with one person. So, good luck.
Yes.
All right, well, speaking of thruppling, our next guest knows a thing or two or three about it. Stick around, because he's got all the hot goss, and you won't want to miss it when we come back, because I can't talk to that.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home, the place that's filled with memories. The early days of figuring it out, to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
Next guest. He was in a show called The Descendants. It's like movies, like rock music. Now he's in the new Gossip Girl reboot, and he is our next guest. Fun fact, he worked as a waiter, and if he got customers' orders wrong, then he'd go back in the kitchen and eat the entire meal as to not offend the chef. I need to know all about this. Please welcome Thomas Doherty. Okay, is it true that when you were a waiter, you would eat people's meals that something went awry, something went wrong? You, like, how? How did you do that?
So, I mean, I obviously wasn't a very good waiter. Sometimes I'd put in the wrong orders, but the chef that was in this restaurant, I was terrified of him. So instead of going back and being like, oh, sorry, I got the wrong order, I'd sneak it past him and into the kitchen. But I didn't want to throw it out, so I just eat it. Yeah.
Now, you're from Scotland.
Here we go. What is under there?
Specifically, I know, right? Just a mysterious cloche. How creepy and weird is that? Here, you want to come sit on the floor with me?
I'm coming down with you.
Okay.
I can't cross my legs.
Really? I by the way, I know.
I'm just going to slide.
Okay, sorry. this is a traditional Scottish dish.
It is indeed.
What is it called?
It's just neeps and tatties.
Neeps and tatties?
Neeps and tatties, yeah.
That sounds like
so this is
private
try,
parts.
You try it first.
Okay.
So it's basically, it's potatoes and...
Rhubarb?
No. Parsnip?
Oh my God, this is incredible.
What is it? Is there a Scottish person in the audience that can help me with
it's yeah. Rutabaga. It is rutabaga.
So normally what we have with this is normally haggis, neeps and tatties. So basically what haggis is, it's...
Yeah, what is it? Because it's...
It's rough.
It's rough, right? It's like that weird
it's
blood sheep's, pudding.
Sheep's heart, sheep's lungs. If I'm ever reincarnated, I never want to be a sheep in Scotland. And what else is it? And then it's like oats and stuff. It's like, it's really nice if you don't know what it is.
Right. Oh, like a hot dog. If that's, we call, in America, we call that a hot dog.
A hot dog.
We eat it up
yeah, exactly.
Like nobody's business.
Yeah.
Why is Scotland so cool? I'm always pushing stories on the news that's about, wild. Especially Edinburgh. Last night I found a news that they're coming up with a plant-based treaty to become more, you know, eco-friendly, save the earth. They also have free pads and tampons for women.
Mm-hmm. First country in the world. The advert, the commercial for it, it was my little sister.
No!
Yeah!
No!
Yeah! How crazy is that? Yeah. They got it going on. I mean, the food's questionable, but...
I was going to say, you don't want to be a sheep, but you want to be a human in Scotland.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, after, like, you know, we talk about meaningful, important, familial, taking care of women, and food. Everybody at the end of that needs some Gossip Girl. People love this world. It's fun. How have you liked doing the show?
I loved it, honestly. It was amazing. Like, I lived in LA and I wasn't the biggest fan, so it was an amazing opportunity to come out to New York. And I'd filmed in New York. I did High Fidelity and I fell in love with the city.
With Zoe Kravitz.
With Zoe. And I just was looking for an opportunity to come, and Gossip Girl came up and I jumped at it. And yeah, this is home now for sure.
I was going to say, is it true that you moved to Brooklyn?
Yeah, I'm in Brooklyn now. I'm in Williamsburg, and I just fell in love with it. I can't imagine living anywhere else.
Yeah. Well, we have a clip from Gossip Girl. Let's take a look.
Max, just in time to choose dinner. Win-win or Bonnie's? I vote win-win.
Look, about this morning, I don't want anything to be weird.
Neither do we.
Which is why I'm saying this while I still have the courage. I love you. Both of you. I said it, and I meant it, and I'm saying it again. Okay, you go.
Okay, your character is in a throuple. Yes or no, would you ever do that in real life?
No way. I can hardly look after myself. Yeah, I couldn't do it.
I'm with you. It intimidates me.
Yeah, so much, so stressful. God, can you imagine?
Nope. Okay, well, thank you so much for coming on the show. As someone who has just loved you for what is definitely over a decade, thank you.
No, at all. Thank you for having me.
And sitting on the floor! Oh,
thank you.
Thank you. And Thomas, the season 2 finale of Gossip Girl is streaming now on HBO Max. Don't go away.
We all have busy lives these days, and we don't want to waste a day recovering after a night out. That's why ZBiotics is the answer we've all been looking for. Their probiotic was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. This is a proactive solution that wards off feeling miserable the next day instead of a reactive approach like drinking electrolytes or eating greasy food. Enhance your mornings with ZBiotics. Go to ZBiotics.com/CBS to get 15% off your first order when you use code CBS at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/CBS and use the code CBS at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Lauren Mack is showing us how to take an old sheet and turn it into artwork. Okay, I'm in. Let's see.
Hey, everybody. I'm Lauren Mack, and I'm going to show you how to take an old sheet and turn it into a work of art. First up, I'm using some plaster of Paris, an old bucket with some water, my fabric scrap, and a beautiful canvas. First things first, we're going to mix up this plaster. Get down low when you drop it in so it doesn't make a huge cloud of dust. And I'm mixing. All right, got my mixture mixed, and now it's time to submerge this fabric. You can do it with any color, even paint it afterwards, so. All right, ways. You really just want to make sure you cover the space that you want to cover. What I like to do is even pleat it, gather it in certain spots, you know, so that it has some real dimension. Lastly, you want to just press it into the canvas in spots just to make sure that it's attached. And after 24 hours, you have this! This is going to look so nice on our wall. I love it.
And very beautiful architectural. Thank you, Lauren. Well, everybody, that is our show. Thank you so much for spending the time here, there, and everywhere because we make this show for you. So just take it with you. It's all yours.
Tracker, now streaming.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
When something is lost...
Everyone's looking for something.
He finds it.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
The new series, Tracker. Now streaming on Paramount+.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.